It's called life. I'm stuck cohabitating in the 8x10. 20 in and I'm relegated to spend 2 life bids in this place. Deflated. 2-inch mattress flattened by past occupants. A bright night light for counting us like cattle. Got us on bunk beds where bumped heads are common. Belongings stuffed in lockers that are not gonna stop anybody determined to pop it. All personal property worthless except pictures, which gives both strength and depression, stress and trying not to keep smelling another man's essence. Whitewashed walls stained with broken hope and misery, doors painted blue, symbolic to true feelings as you enter this den of inequity. Living casualties being hoarded and exploited for the capital. Barred windows scar the image outside the barbed wire tipped fences. It hardly resembles freedom. Radio playing songs saddened by memories, but I personally still need them. Heightened anxiety peaking as mails being passed, let down more times than not. As a slow rot sets in the soul, cold heart home for survival purposes, locked in when door locks not working. Forbidden tears fall on plastic pillows, cause emotions can't stay hidden forever, when forever is the amount of time given to a child who's yet to live. Still, accountability is his to bear witness. How is this not a hellish place for those who do seek redemption and constantly praise, but still have the life sentence that he faces every day?